and talking hot, and it's got you woozy, and your tongue and lungs get toothy. That if you, it means that you should switch from hot to cool.
Yes, as Willie the Penguin says, bad taste, smoke.
Cool.
Bad taste, smoke.
Cool.
Bad taste, smoke.
Cool.
Matinee with Bob and Ray. What an imagination that Ken Wilson had.
Well, you can see it all over him, can't you? Well, I have to have imagination. And a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to our never-ending series of public service programs called Matinee with Bob and Ray.
By golly, we're happy to have you here, too, huh?
Right, Walter.
We're awful happy to have you in the audience today. Tell you about our products and have a wonderful time.
You know, we're going to talk about a 180 horsepower engine today. Now, what do you think of that? It's a little thing that Bob and I have sold to the Chrysler people, and I'll tell you more about it later.
They're going to be promoting this thing, and probably will make millionaires out of both of us.
You probably don't know, friends, but my real name is Walter C. Chrysler.
You never told me that.
No, Bob, because I felt that I'd be just, you know, I figured the income tax people would be after me.
I suppose. Well, he said
that. So that's why I use the name Alice Kudzanski.
No, that's a better idea, I think.
See, they don't check on me this way.
Say, I heard you fellas on the Ken and Carolyn program a minute ago.
Well, I heard you too, Tex. You were there.
That's right. I was there too, wasn't I?
You were there as big as how big is he, Bob, anyway?
As big as life.
Or as day, anyway.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Well, it's just that old phrase there.
Well, we thank Ken for taking us over to China House last night for the New Year's Eve celebration, Chinese New Year's, but we should thank China House on our own program here.
You bet. We will. Thank him very much for a very enjoyable evening. We had all these rare Chinese delicacies last night as we welcomed in the New Year. And, boy, they really hit the spot.
Well, we had a grand time and stayed there and met a lot of people.
You know, we ate like my friend bird's nest.
We ate shark fin.
You haven't lived until you've bitten into a bird's nest.
Now, don't go out around your house and pull down a bird's nest.
Oh, no, the bird will be upset. I mean, it has to be an imported type nest that they get from, I assume, from over in China somewhere, wouldn't you, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it is wonderful. Very delicate in bouquet and flavor.
Huh? Very piquant flavor, I thought it.
Yes, it's piquant, too, yes.
Well.
Yes, it's nice. I like it, too.
Got the names for these things down. well, that concludes the prepared portion of our program.
We want to get right over here now to where we just sit around and more or less ad-lib and talk.
Just kind of make things funny from here on in. Bill, how you feeling?
Bill doesn't look good. You been working hard, Bill? From what?
Complaining from what?
From last Sunday? What New Year's Day was that? I mean, we run through a whole sturdy full of New Year's from the 1st of January all the way through to December.
Don't you know, Bill, that you can't burn the candle at both ends?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, excuse me, yes, I recognize you, sir.
I'd like to present myself to your audience, if I may.
I'll present you, Al Moffley.
Right, thank you, and good afternoon, everyone.
Al, tell us just what you've been doing since you were last here. Same old thing?
Burning candles at both ends,
mm-hmm.
And when I get... Well, not only does it get more light that way, but I prove that old thirdly of yours a pure fallacy. I mean, you can burn candles at both ends, and that's that.
Well, what are you going to work on next? What old thirdly that we have?
I mean, about throwing stones if you live in a glass house.
You're going to try to prove that you can throw stones?
Certainly. I lived in a glass house for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
At the end of 3 weeks, I went out in the backyard and I picked up a stone. And I threw it a lengthy mile.
Did it do anything to the house?
Not a thing. It just went off into the woods somewhere.
Threw it the other way, yeah.
Right.
So that proves that you can live in a glass house.
And throw a rock if you would select to do so.
Uh-huh.
Certainly.
Well, I can think of nothing I'd like to do better right now than be living in a glass house and throwing rocks.
Well, you must move outside, you see. The thing is, you don't want to aim it at anybody. I suppose the whole idea was that he'd come around and then throw a rock at your house.
Yes.
And then that would break the glass.
Well, that was the way we originally set up the adage.
I see. But, I mean, if you aim the rock at nothing, then you're all set. I mean, mm-hmm. Don't try to hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's my advice to you.
Well, thanks very much, Al Moffley, for coming up today and telling us about your interesting occupation. It's been grand.
Thank you very much.
Well, look, about this big... Oh, wait a minute.
What's going on here?
Well, look, we have...
What have we got here? Well,
what do you
see? Now, just
what
we've got here.
Well, we have a couple of containers here.
Oh, boy.
Gentlemen, I would like to introduce David Wong to you from China House. He's the manager there at China House.
Oh, man.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Andy Fatoy.
How's that sound?
What is this
now that you brought him here?
Well, this is Mu Gai Tang.
Oh, that's what you are. That's what I have in my lapel, to
it again. Oh, that's wonderful. Mu Gai Tang. And this is what?
The Wu Di Ha.
Wu Di Ha. Oh, that is great.
Ooh,
it's in two cottons. I think it's about a quarter of deep.
Well,
in here.
Bob, what are we waiting for, eh?
And
what do we got here?
This is the first time we've ever had anything to eat out of the program. It's great.
Huh?
No,
we're going to
give you not too much of that.
Don't we have any plates around here? We can eat some of this.
Yeah, play some music for us.
Go ahead, you fellas play. Really?
There's a 20% tax if we play while you're
there. There's no entertainment tax here, really. There's no entertainment here. What do you mean?
Now, wait just a moment. I want to talk. What was this again?
The Wu Di Pa.
This is the Mughal Gai Pan.
Butterfly shrimp. Well, now I'm going to take one of these little butterfly shrimp right here.
No. First, Indian chicken. Oh, man, that's good.
Thank you.
Let me say something.
Get that shrimp that butterflies away there.
Boy, that is excellent.
Try some of this
over here. Dave, that's superb. Superb. Wonderful.
Margaret, what do you think of it?
Oh, my favorite.
Hey, that is the nicest thing I've ever been
to. Some of this chicken, man. It only has some of the butterflies.
Oh, you haven't lived until you tried this butterfly shrimp.
I tried it before, China. It was delicious.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We could have this more often.
Good. Excuse me.
Well, how about passing some more?
I'll say, you want lunch every afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bill, these are wonderful. Ken, have you had one yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken?
All set now. You
all set?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks better on your lapel there. That's it.
We'll get some on our lapel before we leave.
These are absolutely wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
So long, fellas.
We'll see you over at China House, Dave.
All right.
We'll do that.
Hey, isn't this wonderful? Well, now, friends, will you dial out we eat, please? It's a novel thing.
Sounds like the fourth portion of Arthur Godfrey's program in the morning.
When we all sit around and eat, you mean? Yeah.
Can't you boys play a little music over there?
Can't
while
you play
we
a little music while Bob and I eat?
Hey, you have some of this.
I'll need to another one.
This is Mughal Gai Tang.
We have to hurry along. We have to talk about Chrysler's a little later.
Oh, we can talk about them right now. You haven't seen any.
Oh, look. I'm telling you, don't do Chrysler's. Don't do Chrysler's.
You haven't seen anything in modern motoring until you see the new brand new 1951 Chrysler.
What a car, boy.
For beauty, for interiors, for style and features.
You know what?
By
180 horsepower and
yes, the firepower engine. It's the sensation of the century, and it's Chrysler.
Oh, Mughal Gai Tang.
I'll do half of this, and then you got to let me eat, and you do some of it, all right?
I know that he is certainly.
Chrysler history repeats itself because the new Chrysler V8 engine,
Chrysler
firepower, is so different, so superior to all other automobile engines, that it stands alone as the engine with which all others, for years to come, will be compared and judged.
Will you be quiet? What time to eat?
Right here. Start right there.
What would you like to move back?
Yes, sir. Well, let me see. Now, the finest cars in the medium-priced field, of course.
Well,
they have beautiful body designs, custom interiors, Chrysler's famous fluid drive, great Auraflow shock absorbers. See the new Chrysler's now this Saturday, friends. This coming Saturday, that will be, I think, the 10th of February, isn't it? Yes, the 10th. That's the day you'll be able to see the Chrysler's for the first time. And I would suggest that you get right out there. I wish you fellas would at least turn your back when you're eating these things and let me finish. I mean, I can't read and think of that wonderful food, too.
And you know you took the last shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
I knew he did. I knew he had his eyes on that.
Mushroom.
Now then, honestly, that is the finest tasting stuff in the world, isn't it? Well, let's not. But we'll talk about the crisis in just a minute.
Yeah.
Right now, I want to...
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Water chestnut? Water chestnut here?
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful.
I think this could be a lesson to all places having food.
Yeah, this is very.
Don't you fill this place up?
Why don't you let him see this? I mean, it's pretty embarrassing. Look at Bill. You think he hadn't eaten in three?
I mean, the program is nowhere, you know.
unless they have some kind of, we have a record here of the thing we can play. Anything? Just
are you back too?
Wonderful.
You're not glazing, are you?
No, this way.
Say something.
Go ahead. I mean, Bob and I are so...
Everybody eat.
I'm starving now.
Ken and Bill. Who's sorry? I'll tell you what. I'll sing the second chorus. Would you like to hear Ken and Bill play right away?
Why don't we sing a chorus of
this,
huh?
All right,
let's
bring that over.
Have a duet here.
Sure. Yeah, we'll sing this in the key of G.
Then we'll get my boo-boo dive in out of the way.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for a lady now? Who's that blue?
The Mugu guy thing.
Now back to you.
We didn't talk much about Chrysler.
Let me tell a funny story while I have some Mugu.
Yeah, it's your turn, though. Wait till I get this teapot here. Then you can take over.
I'm going to have some sugar now.
You'll think we haven't eaten for days. Helen.
Coffee, that's good.
Would you like...
All right, now.
Ken?
Now, friends, if you'll just take your mind off Chinese food for a moment, I want to talk to you about the greatest new car in America that you'll all have an opportunity to see. Out at Al Hurwitz Incorporated, 10 Webster Street at Coolidge Corner. The premier showing of the 1951 Chrysler is this Saturday. Now, that's the 10th of February. Remember that. Now, let's talk about these Chryslers for a moment. The beauty for interiors, the style and features, for the firepower engine sensation of the century, it's Chrysler. Chrysler history repeats itself.
Bill, could you get back a little bit from the microphone?
It's noisy now.
You have to eat into the microphone.
Eating
off of the program.
Chrysler is out with a V8 engine that is a real knockout. Chrysler fire power. It's so different, so superior to all other automobile engines that it stands alone as the engine with which all others for years to come will be compared and judged. Now, that's in this brand new Chrysler. See the Windsor and the Windsor Deluxe, the finest cars in the medium price field. Beautiful body design. The interiors are custom-made. Chrysler's famous fluid drive. And, of course, the great Orifo shock absorbers. Now, get out there at Alfred Hills Incorporated, 10 Webster Street at Coolidge Corner in Brookline. You can see the finest motor cars in America. It's coming Saturday. I'll repeat the address once more. Al Hurwitz Incorporated, 10 Webster Street at Coolidge Corner. Go in there and look up, Al, and...
Can we take sandwiches out there? That's what I want to know. I'm sitting in the seat of one of those
Chrysler. Why not? Sure.
All right.
Where you go out there and spend all day looking at the Chrysler.
Well, that's one of the requisites that the Bob and Ray Research Laboratories always demand. that our sponsors allow our listeners to go out there with sandwiches.
Coolidge Corner now. That's where to see this new crisis.
Where to see this new crisis?
At Al Hurwitz's. Coolidge Corner. Coolidge Corner. This Saturday for the brand new crisis.
Now, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovelace, written for radio by A. Carrington Lump and starring Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman Al Stirkley as David. Uncle Eugene is portrayed by Horace K. Winterhalter. Today, Linda and David sit in the living room of their small house in River's Mouth, having just finished their lunch. They're looking outside at the peaceful countryside outside. And Linda turns to David and says,
"It's cobbling up for a nor'easter, David, I believe.
I seem to be coming down with a cold, my dear.
Come away from that open window. David, get me other side.
It's maybe. Cold outside. I'll shut the window and make it warmer outside.
Oh, David. David, you mad, mad buffoon.
Hello, folks. What's that you're eating there? Boo-goo guy pan?
What?
The boo-goo guy pan?
No, that's all gone. We're just eating the pan now.
We're just finishing up, Uncle Eugene. You're a little bit too late.
The moo-goo is gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I doubt if I'll be getting anything like this to eat when I leave for deep...
Dark.
Dank.
Africa.
With my brave.
Bald.
Bold.
Bald.
Baggy.
Bald.
Bronze.
Bald.
Brown band of banditos.
Don't forget your Chrysler, Dan.
Yes, I'll need that with that super engine.
Oh, it's so powerful. And it's V8, too. What does that mean, David?
Well, so Linda and David sit looking at each other, discussing the new Chrysler and what it means to them. Tomorrow we'll hear Linda say to the men we know only as Finch and Edgerly,
"I want to look at it at Al Hurwitz's."
That's tomorrow in the next episode in The Life and Loves of Linda Lovelace. Say, if you are planning a trip to Chicago or to California or to Honolulu, or who isn't?
Or to anywhere in this world.
Well, you save money, save time, and save energy by flying with Royal Air Coach. Their rates are actually lower than rail. Fly and pay absolutely the lowest fares to anywhere. Fly with Royal Air Coach to California, only $75. Honolulu, $184. Miami, only $34. And Chicago, $24. Don't delay. Call Royal Air Coach right now. Call Miss Ray at Hancock 66640 for your reservations and for the lowest fares to anywhere. Now, you'll fly in luxurious four-engine Douglas liners and swift Curtis Curvets. You'll have tempting snacks served free by your stewardess. You'll be able to take your baggage with you, also free. Royal Air Coach Agency handles reservations for scheduled and unscheduled flights, so pick up the phone, make your reservations. Have your ticket delivered to your door, also free of charge. You can fly now and pay later. Remember, fly with Royal Air Coach to California for only how much, Bill? California?
You weren't listening,
Bill. You weren't listening.
Now, Bill, that's reason enough to summarily dismiss you from the program.
Let's see if Ken knows. How much can you fly Royal Air Coach to California? No,
you're through, both of you.
75 is
75,
right.
That's right.
And you can fly to Miami for how much?
34.
Now, there are no lower rates. I know, it's unusual.
Even if Bob and I flew you down here, we couldn't do it.
We can't do it. We couldn't do it for that price.
We couldn't. I mean...
You can fly Royal Air Coach to anywhere in the world. Save money, no lower rates. Call Miss Ray now. I'll call Collect, even.
Spend a weekend in Reykjavik real soon.
Royal Air Coach Agency is in the Hotel Bradford, Boston. The number Hancock 66640. That number again for air reservations to anywhere. Royal Air Coach Hancock 66640. Ask for Miss Ray. Rates are plus tax from New York. Remember, there are no lower rates.
Right. Thanks, Bob.
You going to play Nevertheless? Okay?
Yeah, it's beautiful, too.
I think you should.
This is from Pretty Little Words. Nevertheless, I'm in love with you. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Ken, would you give us a demonstration of that silent playing that you were doing last week? I'd like to see that again. That was good.
That's when he was practicing. He just turns off the car and he plays the keys and all the pedals and everything. You weren't actually practicing that, though, Ken.
No, I was practicing.
It's something difficult.
Never mind, Ken. Here, have a peapod. Don't bother that.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, now, look, friends, we want to remind you again of several little things before we leave you this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how's everything?
You know?
And next thing we want to remind you about, of course, is the new Chrysler. And we want to welcome Al Hurwitz and hope that we have a pleasant association. And I know that he's planning to send around a couple of New Yorkers to Bob and myself.
It's awful nice of you, Al. I mean, we didn't expect that at all.
Right after the program, to be at our disposal for the rest of the week. I think that's mighty generous of you, Al. We appreciate it.
Hearts are out to you.
And thanks again. And remember, everybody, take a look at those new Chrysler. Incidentally, I saw a sneak preview of them, and they are beautiful.
Have you seen
clothes.
Them? I haven't seen them.
Oh, man. They're so fine.
Glad you didn't see them. Hmm?
Yeah, and of course, you know, they have a new motor. And as the copy says, that motor will be a hallmark. In other words, all motors to come hereafter will be compared to this new Chrysler motor. And also, you can fly anywhere in the world, you know. Just remember that.
Royal Air Coast.
Oh,
it has nothing to do with Chrysler.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And you can eat good Chinese food at the China House. And don't forget, we're going to be at the Somerset Hotel beginning Friday at the Balinese Room. And
oh,
have Columbia Records.
We've got a wonderful life, friends. We sit there for about 30 minutes eating Chinese food.
It's the greatest act you've ever seen.
Oh, it's guaranteed to bring just a barrel of laughs.
Make Louis Turco kind of mad, although we don't eat his food.
But we want to thank the China House boys very much for this generous offering, and we enjoyed it very much.
Mm.
And we also enjoyed that wonderful New Year's Eve celebration over there last night.
Oh, golly, I feel much better.
I still don't know what year it is in the Chinese calendar, but I'll bet it's up there in the 5,000 somewhere.
It's a rabbit year, I know that.
Well, we're going to get flying along here, Bob.
All right.
Fly up a loose thing
called Royal Air Force, huh?
With a neat ribbon and dispatch it with great haste. Ken Wilson and Bill Green, are you? Columbia recording musicians played for us this afternoon.
They played Nevertheless and Who's Sorry Now in case you didn't recognize the tune.
Right if you get work. And hang by your thumbs, everyone. Sure you'll agree, as thousands of others have, that it's milder. Much milder.
Take care of that winter squash now, Bill.
Thank you.